I had a year. I was going to go later on to graduate school in the East Coast. I knew Alice Waters. I was writing my own journal in 1974 called The Market Basket. I would write one issue, like on tofu or vinegar, on esoteric subjects which were not being written about, I think, carefully at the time, investigating their origins and the history, like chocolate, for instance, and then doing a review of everything. I started working at Chez Panisse with Alice Waters, who was a friend of mine at the time. I had no culinary training. I had never been to school, never taken classes, but I had learned from books about, and from traveling and from food memory. And I cooked from memory, which is a good thing to cook from in terms of experience. And I stayed there for about 2.5 years. The menu changed every day at Chez Panisse, and I began to know the quality level of what restaurants were about, and also the logistic dynamics of restaurants. It was very different cooking at home, obviously. But since the menu changed every day, we did 500 dishes a year, and I would never do the same thing. But you had to do something every day that you've never done before, which really, again, you have to trust your own perception. You learn to cook by not learning the recipe, but by learning composition and learning perception. And then I started 4th Street Grill, decided not to go back to school in anthropology. I sort of liked the world of food. It was fun, a lot of champagne and good times. And I think that I gravitated towards something where I could be much more interactive and controlling in my own work.